Bless her, Lord.
After all my lonely nights, without an end in sight,
bless her, Lord.
A morning shining bright for me away.
Thank you, Rita. Amen.
Amen.
Forgiven from the past. Someday,
yeah.
I will. One day I know I will. Someday I will weave the parade.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Bless you, brother.
I tell you, I'm so homesick.
Yeah.
Heaven, it's unbelievable.
Same here, brother.
This whole world is just going to hell in a handbasket. And it's like people don't even care anymore.
No, they
know.
That's right.
Love a minute, wax and gold, brother.
I can walk down the streets, walk down the aisles in Walmart and watch people in Walmart just, I mean, they're headed for hell with a in a handbasket and they don't care.
Yeah.
You know, it's just getting so bad. This world is getting so bad.
Amen, brother.
It's not going to get any better. I tell you right now. I pray that he comes back today if he will.
Amen.
Amen.
Take me out of
even
there.
So, Lord Jesus, come quickly. John said, I agree with it.
Well, I messed my machine up when I jumped up.
That's right, brother.
Probably the people out there didn't need to hear that testimony. Like, praise God, Jerry Smith, all of all people. Oh, my goodness.
Bless him.
Look at that.
His daughter just got by stage that song.
Bless him.
Oh, my.
How
bad
of a blessing can you get from that?
Blessing.
Wow. Which one?
You know, I pray one day that I know I'm going to lead that parade.
Yeah.
I know Jerry's up there leading it right now.
Yes.
I'll do it every night.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Sinner needs a friend like Jesus. Amen. I have to admit, most of my friends growing up, they were kind of conspirators. We got in a lot of trouble together. And I wasn't really much of a good influence on them neither. Old saying is, you hang around dogs, you get fleas. Well, probably was true with me. I remember one family had about 5 sons, and they all went to church till Eddie showed up, and I corrupted them. They was talking like me and drinking like me and everything else before it was all said and done. I feel bad about that. I wish it had been the other way around. I wish I'd been a better influence. And I'm glad I am a better influence now, but those days, I don't know why God didn't take me on out.
Yeah, right.
Oh, I was a bad influence on him. Happy Father's Day to the fathers that are here.
Amen.
I mean, everybody don't get to be a father.
That's right.
But what a blessing it is. And let me say this about fathers. No one can take your place.
That's right.
I quoted this in Sunday school. Proverbs chapter 17 verse 6 says, children's children are the crown of old men. That's talking about grandchildren. But the rest of that verse says, and the glory of the children are their fathers.
Yes.
You kind of got 3 types of fathers today. You got deceased fathers where they go out there and they put the flowers on the grave and they can't, right, they can't do their job. And then you got deserted fathers. Nobody knows where they're at. They don't want to be found. They are not fulfilling the role. You know, nobody can take your place. It's not like they got a generic or a substitute or nothing. And then the last one, you got divorced fathers. And it's difficult for them to do their job because it's it's a lot of friction, now my dad left my mom, we had to deal with that. Everything was awkward, everything was like 2 left feet, struggle for words, just trying to ignore the circumstances of how awkward everything was. I say this about Father's Day, we need fathers today. Yep. We truly do. Amen.
Amen.
And I hope you have a... My son called me yesterday, asked me what I wanted Father's Day. I said, some socks. Trying to take it easy on me. He said, how you want them? I said, I don't want the ones come up over your knee. I got plenty of them. He said, well, you want them down below the ankle? I said, no, I got ankles. I don't want to skin them up. I want them above the ankle. But they don't have to be real tall, you know what I mean. I've got a couple things here that I'm going to mention in this message. Pretty rough. But we don't need to put our head in the sand about stuff like this. We need to be made aware of it. Mm-hmm. But we're going to be preaching today out of Mark chapter 5. Everybody's gone to the mountains. We might ought to join them. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Mount Zion. Mark chapter 5, we're going to read the first 17 verses. And we're again preaching on the lessons on love. That's been very popular. I'm surprised how many people have been drawn to these messages. Must be a need for it, I don't know. But we're preaching today this message about this man in the Gadarenes. And it says in verse 1, and they came over unto the other side of the sea into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship talking about Jesus, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit.
Yeah.
Who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because he had been often bound with fetters and with chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. And always night and day he was in the mountains. We just mentioned about everybody going to the mountains. And I hope we don't run up on anything like what we're going to be preaching about today. But night and day he was in the mountains and in the tombs crying, cutting himself with stones. And when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him and cried with a loud voice and said, "What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not." For he said unto him, "Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit." And he asked him, "What is thy name?" And he answered, saying, "My name is Legion, for we are many." And he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. Now there were nigh under the mountains a great herd of swine feeding, and all the devils besought him, saying, "Send us into the swine that we may enter into them." And I like this. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave. You talk about a commander-in-chief. He gave them leave. He granted their request. And the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea, and they were about 2,000 and were choked in the sea. And they that fed the swine fled and told it in the city and in the country, and they went out to see what it was that was done. And when they come to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind, they were afraid, and they that saw it told them how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the swine, and they began to pray him to depart out of their coast. We'll stop our reading right there. Like I said again, I'm preaching a series on lessons on love. Pray with me. Lord, we thank you for the singing this morning. We thank you, Father, Lord, for, Lord, what we felt, Lord, during the singing, Lord. We're glad, Lord, that we're not past feeling. I'm glad, Lord, my heart leaps within me, Lord, at the mention of your name. I'm glad to hear the testimonies, Lord, that came forth from the singing. And Lord, we pray you bless the preaching, Father. Lord, I pray, God, Lord, you'd anoint me, Lord, afresh, fill my home with oil, put wind in my sails. Lord, help me, dear Father, today deliver this message in a way, Lord, that'll give you glory and give you honor. For Lord, that's my heart's desire, is to lift you up. You said when you be lifted up, you'll draw all men to you. And Lord, we pray, Father, on this Father's Day, that Lord, you'll receive glory and honor. And Lord, it's our heart's desire to see that, and Lord, to be able to do something that would promote that. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. This man's a mess. And he needed the love of God. Jesus, when he mentioned in Luke chapter 4, verse 35, when Jesus said, "Let us pass over unto the other side," he was fulfilling what was mentioned about him in Luke chapter 19, verse 10, that he was come to seek and to save that which was lost. This man, like many today, was a product of society, and he just kind of got lost in the things that were going on in his day. They had messed him up. They couldn't help him. They couldn't handle him. So they exiled him from society. Right. Now he lives among the dead. But thank God for the seeking Savior. I want you to know, a lot of people like this man right here today. Anybody know where Portland, Tennessee is?
Yeah.
32-year-old Tiffany Spears took meth and fentanyl, and not only did it kill her, but she had a little 15-month-old boy in a child restraint seat like goes in a car, and he was strapped in and he starved to death because his mother was deceased in the bathroom. Her parole officer came by and looked in the window, and she had been dead for many days. Mm. Again, a product of society. Someone
Amen.
Got her on meth. Someone got her taking fentanyl. Someone got her in the mess she was in. And you know what they did to help her? Well, she had a parole officer. Good thing she did. Even though she'd been dead many days, at least the parole officer came by and saw the carnage of what society had made out of a young 32-year-old girl. That's a sad commentary.
Yes, it is.
And we got a bunch of stuff going on right now in this country. Critical race theory. You know, all this bunch of change the flag. Listen, I'm done with change. Only change I'm interested in is the kind of change that Jesus makes. Amen. I'm glad he didn't leave me like I was. And I'm glad, praise God, he can clean you up. Amen.
Right.
Hey, this man needed something that society couldn't afford. He needed something that society couldn't give him. Amen. You know, I've lost a lot of people in the same shape as this man right here. You know, your friend says, here, try this. You'll like it. And they take it. It don't bother them. But when you take it, it does something altogether different to you. A good example of that is 32-year-old Eugene. That someone gave him something, Mitchell, and he stripped, and I know I got some young people in here, but he didn't have no clothes on, and he went and ate the face off of a homeless man underneath a bridge because he didn't know who he was, he didn't know what he was doing, but someone gave him that. You see what I mean? A product of society. Hold on here a minute. His name was Rudy Eugene, 31 years old. He attacked Rondo Popo, a homeless man, while he was high on LSD. And when the police tried to intervene, he growled at them like an animal. And they had to shoot him. They killed him. You see what I'm talking about? This stuff's still going on today. Now that happened back in 2012. However, Tiffany Spears, that just happened February the 9th this year, 2021. We just had three city shooting spree, and the young man that done the shooting, see if I wrote his name down. I didn't. But he said that, here it is, Ashen Tricario, he's 19 years old. He said everyone was pointing a gun at him. And he shot something like 9 people, killing one of them. He shot an elderly guy in the neck, killed him. But he'll probably get off. Product of society.
Yeah.
See, what we do is we make accommodations for this. The Bible mentions about it, and I believe it's Ecclesiastes chapter 8. It talks about, because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, the heart of the Son of Man is fully set in them to do evil. It just gets a bigger ball. It gets more out of control. The less it gets done, the worse it gets. This man I'm preaching about today, he wasn't welcome in nobody's home. He wasn't welcome in the city. The city didn't care. They come out to see the aftermath of it. One reason they got all upset is because the swine. Was it 2,000 swine? They just interested in the pork money.
Right.
I fried bacon last night. I know what I'm talking about.
Amen.
I ate bacon, egg, and biscuit this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, I'm all about it. I'm not a Muslim or a Jew. I eat all the pork I want. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I might have high blood pressure. You know what I mean?
Amen.
But I ain't got a thing wrong with pork. I eat all the time. Hallelujah. A little country ham to death. But you know, to some people, they're more interested in that. I don't know if it's the eating of the hogs or the money that they was worth. They's more interested in either the worth of the hogs or the meat of the hogs than it was in this man in his terrible condition. Now, he's out there, and like I said, he's kind of like a victim of society. He fell through the cracks. Some of them can take his stuff. Some of them make it, but you know, it's kind of like playing roulette. Every now and then, one of them don't make it.
Right.
And what they want to do is they want to suppress it. They want nobody to know about it. You got these drug cartels right now down on our southern border.
Yeah, that's right.
And they've got artillery, armor, that our policemen, I'm not even sure our military has the kind of capabilities these drug cartels have. There's no way they can subdue them. They've got, I was trying to listen in as they were describing it last night. But they've got like infrared, a sensor in their helmets. They've got bulletproof armor on. They've got a device in their helmets, Brother Eric, that if you had a cell phone out there and you was trying to call 911, they got a device in their helmet that's able to silence your cell phone, and it doesn't work. Mm-hmm. Bring them all. I'm like, Brother Ed, let's get it over with. Get out of here, amen. Yeah, I know the Bible says it's going to get worse worse under the end. I'm just kind of hoping it'll get over with because it's still going to happen whether I want it or not. Because the Bible's going to be fulfilled. But I'm like, Brother Ed, I want to get out before it gets too bad. Amen.
Amen.
I don't want to see it. Up in Portland, Chicago, Minneapolis, I think, or Minnesota, I'll get them mixed up. At nighttime, it's not safe to go out.
Right.
They lock the doors. Nobody goes out at nighttime.
Right.
Nobody.
Right.
In Genesis chapter 19, nobody went out at nighttime. But Lot got his door knocked on. They said, we want them men. You see what I mean? That's out of control.
Yeah.
In Judges chapter 19, here's a man comes in to sojourn with a man, and they're beating on the door, and they say, we want that man.
Yeah.
We just had a gay pride march, and somebody, I guess, had it up to here and took his truck, and you know what he did? He drove into that gay pride march. Mm-hmm. Almost got that senator, what's her name? I can't say her name.
No.
Got the snaggle teeth. I didn't think of her name for nothing. Schultz. That make any sense?
Yeah.
She's in a big convertible. He comes through in that truck, and he got within inches of her car, and she's on the phone. I can't believe somebody's interfering with our gay pride march. Look, not only did that man interfere, but there's someone else going to interfere with all these pride marches. We talked about it in Sunday school this morning. I can't think of her name. I should have wrote it down. But she was on the Clinton board. She's come in with the Clintons. She's still there. I wish they would get rid of her. I don't like her at all. But I'll tell you what, our problem's at the top. And when the problem's at the top, ain't too much you can do about it. They're all in cahoots one with another.
Right. Amen.
Proverbs chapter 29 verse 2 says, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked bear rule, the people mourn. And in Psalm chapter 9, verse 17, it says, and all the nations that forget God shall be turned into hell. And we're sitting there watching our cities turn into a living hell because they don't want no police. They don't want no Bible. They don't want to do right. The Bible said men love darkness rather than light. He didn't come back to the light. Lest their deeds be reproved. I want you to know their works are evil. They want to do all the damage they can do. And they don't want nobody to do anything about it. Like I said, this man's a victim of society. He didn't get this way by himself. I want to say somebody said, here, try some of this. Next thing you know, buddy, he's in worst case scenario. He can't have a relationship. He can't have a family. He can't have a life. He's living in the tombs. And you know what? I'm glad, praise God, for a seeking Savior. Amen.
That's right. Amen.
If you notice, verse number 1, Jesus crossed the sea to get to Him. He come across from the other side. And that great storm that rose up against their journey, mentioned in Luke chapter 4, verse 37, that didn't stop Him from coming. I want you to know, praise God, I'm glad Jesus makes house calls.
That's right.
I'm 67 years old, some of you that's old, some of you that's young. I remember Dr. George McKinley used to come to my house and put a thermometer in my mouth and say, stick out your tongue and say hi. I remember back when doctors used to make house calls. There must not have been as many of us that wanted money back. Of course, back then, I don't know.
Amen.
But he made house calls.
Right. Sure.
I think I had the measles or something. I don't know. But anyway, here he showed up. He told my mama what to do. By the way, you could afford a doctor to come back there now. I mean, back there then. You can't afford one now to even answer a phone call.
Right.
I mean, they don't send doctors in there now. They send the trainees in there now. They send the quality temps in there now. You still pay the high dollar, but you don't get the quality care.
Right.
I don't know. That don't make no sense to me. I want to get what I pay for. You know what I mean?
That's right.
But this country's messed up. It's messed up.
Yes, ma'am.
Jesus, not only did he come to this man, but that storm that rose up against him as they were journeying across that sea, it didn't stop him from coming.
That's
he
right.
came, and when he got to the other shore, hey, thank God for a Savior like that. He came to him. And not only did Jesus come to him, but Jesus confronted him. Look at verse number 2. When he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit. Most Baptist preachers would have left right there, probably including this one too, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could tame him, no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces. Neither could any man tame him. You know, Jesus, the sight here was unbearable. But verse number 6, when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him. Jesus came to him, and Jesus confronted him. He didn't forsake him. He would come to help him. You know, I preached last Sunday about that woman come to that well.
Yeah.
Jesus said, I must needs go through Samaria. That wasn't a chance meeting, and neither was this. Jesus crossed the sea just to get to this man. He's the seeking Savior, amen. He's not willing that any perish, but that all come to repentance.
Right.
This man needed help, and he needed the help of God, amen.
That's right.
The Bible says the help of man is in vain. You know, I watched my daughter, and I watched my wife. I watched both of their health come in sin because of the help of man. Now, you make your own choice. Oh, Brother Eddie, don't hold it against me. But I don't take vitamins. I don't take no pills. The gospel is probably the only pill I guess I take. But my daughter, with her regard, that died last year, October 23rd, they put her on some kind of medication. You know what the side effect of that medication was, Rita? Diabetes. She became diabetic because she took this medicine. Now, sometimes the benefits don't outweigh the side effects. In her case,
right.
I believe I'd rather have what I had than be a diabetic.
Yeah, right.
She was a diabetic, and she wasn't a diabetic until she took that medicine. Here's what's really strange. They finally put her on some kind of medication. It actually did work. It actually did help her. You know what they did? They changed it. And when they changed it, she just kept getting worse and worse.
And I can't
prove this. We all see through a glass darkly.
Right.
But there's a certain point where they just kind of cancel you out. They're no longer interested in helping you. You're no profit to society. And, you know, they just kind of like want to remove you from society. And you know what I mean? Next thing you know, somebody's making funeral arrangements for you.
That's right. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Let me tell you something. My girl, a good-looking girl, took after me.
Right.
She made a lot of bad choices.
Bless you, God.
Right.
But she could have been anything she wanted to be.
Right.
You can too.
That's
you can be
right.
anything you want to be, but you better make the right choices.
Yeah.
Right. You make the wrong choices, the next thing you know, she's not among the living here no more.
Amen.
She got saved, which is 18. That helps a bunch.
Oh, yeah, it does.
See that good-looking little girl there, Linda? That was my daughter. Loved her daddy. Got saved, which is 18. And I tell you what I knew she'd say. Love the Lord God in church, read her Bible. She'd always call me up, Dad, I just read this verse, and I rejoiced with her. She asked me one day, do you think that someone could be possessed after being saved? It would be hard, but I believe it is possible.
I
believe if you're absent from the things of God, that spirit that walks through them dry places looking for somewhere, right, come back, find it swept, empty, brings with him seven more wicked than himself. I do believe it can happen. In my own daughter's case, let me just say this, she won't mind. She won't mind me telling this. 2 years ago, Thanksgiving, I'm in Cookeville, Tennessee with my father-in-law, my mother-in-law, my brother-in-law, my sister-in-law. It's about 3 o'clock in the morning, fellas. And I get a phone call and it's the police. And he said, Eddie, your daughter's in the hospital. You need to get up here. We left immediately, Bonnie. We drove back to Glasgow and I went to the hospital. My daughter's in the ICU. And I went in there, Sharon, there wasn't no hide on her face. Oh. Both eyes were black, forehead skin, cheek skin, chin skin, oh, elbows, shoulders. Yeah. Looked like, you know, yeah, she'd been in a car wreck. She said, well, I said, what happened? She said, Daddy, a voice told me. She stripped naked. So she went outside. A voice told me to go outside and beat my head against the concrete. I'm sitting there thinking, you got to be kidding me. I didn't say it. I thought it.
Right.
And I said, surely you wouldn't listen to something like that. She said, yes, Daddy. And she said, that voice said I wasn't doing it hard enough to do it harder. Oh, that makes me believe that someone that's saved, that she was saved, can get under the influence of an unclean,
amen,
spirit.
That's right.
That's about enough evidence to prove anything in court.
Yeah.
She said a voice told her to go outside, Brother Eric, and beat her head on the concrete. There wasn't no skin on her feet, no skin on her knees, no skin on her hips, no skin on her hands, or elbows, shoulders. She loved the Lord, buddy. She went with me one time down to Cookeville, Tennessee. You seen that great big white cross up on that hill?
Yeah.
She saw that cross and she wept for about 3 miles. She said, who put that up there? I said, somebody that loved the Lord. She loved the Lord.
Amen.
Well, I'm telling you, buddy, you better guard, put the armor on. You better guard yourself.
Yeah.
You better watch out what you're allowing.
Yeah.
You know, the eye gates one thing. But the devil uses a lot.
Psalmist
said, I'll set no wicked thing before my eyes. Don't give no place to the devil. Amen.
That's right.
Changing
Amen.
The whole direction of the message.
Amen.
Oh my.
God.
Don't listen to things you don't need to listen to. Don't watch things you don't need to watch.
Right. That's right.
The Bible said the devil walks about like a roaring lion.
That's right.
Amen. Mitchell seeking whom?
He can devour.
He may devour.
Mm-hmm.
He's looking for victims. My daughter, bless her heart, she wouldn't mind me a bit saying this. She said, Daddy, preach and warn people not to take the path that I took.
That's right.
She spent her last days living in darkness, Bonnie. I'd come in, there'd be no light on. I said, turn the light on. I don't want no light on.
No.
You see what I mean? It can happen. She loved the Lord. She is gloriously, wondrously saved. This guy's kind of like her. Mess. I prayed for her. She got to pray to Daddy. I prayed for her. I never let up. But I want you to know, buddy, there's a real devil down here.
Sure is.
Jesus looked at preacher Peter. And here's what he told me, Bonnie. He said, Satan has desired to have you that he may sift you as wheat. But I prayed for you that your faith fail not. I want you to know, don't give no place to the devil.
That's right.
This man right here, I don't know how he got in the condition he's in. I just know who got him in that condition. The devil got him in that condition. And the only hope he had was what showed up on the shoreline there. One come, amen, that's able to help. that's able, amen, to cast the devil out. And Jesus came to him. And Jesus confronted him. And listen, and Jesus cast those devils out of him.
Amen.
You know, there's a lot of people today that's got devils.
That's right.
I used to talk like one, act like one, live like one. I'm glad I ain't no more.
That's right. Amen.
Brother Kim Roark, I've told this before, but I need to tell it because it goes real good right here. He got permission to go in the jails and in the prisons and talk to these men about the Lord. And the jailer liked him so much he made him a deputy jailer, so he didn't even have to go through all the paperwork. And it is hard. Oh, brother Eddie, I like to go in the jails. I used to, Rock of Ages, prison minister, I used to go in the jails and prisons. Been in maximum security prison. Ain't nothing that shuts like the door of a maximum security prison. But I've been in minimum security, maximum security. It's not for the faint-hearted, fellas. I'll tell you right now. If Luke could kill you, I'd be dead 10 times over. I'll tell you, it's some rough guys in there.
That's right.
They let you know, buddy. They like to do the old stare down.
Right.
I let them know, buddy. I wasn't no pushover. I'll tell you right now. They try to push you over, they would. A lot of them was Muslim. They killed a guy a week before we got up there, and they was kind of laughing about that. Hey, I got fresh meat. But anyway, Kim Roark, one man never got to come to the meetings that he was given to tell these men about Jesus, the love of God, and that Jesus can set captives free. And you know, this one man, he was in kind of like solitary confinement. And Kim walked by that door one day, and that man hollered at him through that door, and Kim stopped. And he went back, and that man talked to Ken through the door. And he said, Ken, I'm in here because they said I killed a woman, and he did kill a woman. But you know what he told Ken? He said, there's somebody in me that killed that woman. He said, I didn't do it. And if you give place to the devil, the next thing you'll be doing the bidding of the devil. And the Bible says about the devil that he come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. That son of Sam, you know, he got possessed by a devil. He got saved. He's a preacher now. I got to see a video on his life while we was waiting while they done the counting in the maximum security prison where we was at. He just got out of the military. Brother Eric, of course, first thing you want to do is go to a bar, you know. So he goes to this bar. Of course, two young girls come hit on him. It sounded pretty good to him. They said, you want to have some fun? He said, sure. He just got out of the military. They went out into the woods, and there was a satanic ritual going on out there. And as soon as he come into that satanic ritual, he was possessed by an unclean spirit.
Right.
And he said a dog told him to get that gun and shoot all them people. I'm just telling you, this kind of stuff's more real than you're willing to give it a benefit of the doubt. This goes on all around us, amen. And listen, right now, in these days and hours we're living in, you better be real careful about what you give place to,
amen.
Man, there's a lot of deceiving going on. But Jesus cast those devils out of him. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Boy, I'm looking forward to the Lord putting the devil where he belongs.
Right. Amen.
But verse 7 through 13, and Jesus, you know, he gave them leave and cast them out, and they went and entered into those swine. They ran down violently. Everything the devil does is violently. And they committed homicide, I guess you could say, or suicide, I don't know. But they took their life. They'd rather die than have a devil in them, amen.
That's right. Amen.
Jesus came to him. Jesus confronted him. Jesus cast the devils out of him. But notice verse 15. Jesus clothed him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Man, oh man, I'm glad, praise God, I've been clothed by Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. I have my old rags, my filth, but praise God, he put his righteous on me, Brother Mitchell.
That's right.
Hallelujah. I'm fit to stand in his presence now.
Amen.
I'm accepted in the beloved now. Hey, I never know nothing about royalty, Bonnie. But we're going where we're going to be wrong.
Hey,
I'm talking about streets of gold. I'm talking about, amen, having some cloud. You know what I mean? I'm golden crown. Walk those streets of gold. Hey, see the things that no one's ever seen. It'll be worth it all. When we get to where we're going. I like that song, Brother Jerry and Sister Carolyn say, where to get to where I'm going. Amen. Hey, that's so true. When we get to where we're going, hallelujah. God. This man didn't have nothing to put on, Eric. I'm just going to guess Jesus just took some of his off, put it on. You know what I mean? That's what he did with me. Took some of his off, put it on me. Hallelujah. God's with pure eyes looked on sin, but Jesus put his clothing on me. I want you to know, praise God, it hid my sin from the sight of God. And now when he looks upon me, he sees the righteousness of his Son imputed to me. And amen, I'm accepted in the sight of God now, thanks to the clothes that Jesus put on me. Amen. Hallelujah. Hey, listen, boy, I know to fill your cup right there. Hey, they come to see, and here he is, and he's clothed. Amen. Verse 15. Amen. You notice that he's in his right mind.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. Nobody in their right mind takes drugs.
That's
Nobody in their right mind uses their mouth like I did for a farmer to pour alcohol down. Nobody in their right mind does it. Nobody in their right mind drives like I did that day when me and Donnie was going down there the Red River and we hit that curb. We started swapping ends, and he's over growing fingernails. And you know, he's trying to get that seatbelt on this old truck going every which way but straight. And we're coming into this curve. Nobody in their right mind does things like that. Why'd you do it? Was in a hurry. Yeah. But nobody in their right mind takes fentanyl.
Right.
You know what's killing more people today than anything? Fentanyl.
Right.
I bet you that 32-year-old Tiffany Spear wish she'd never seen fentanyl.
Yeah, probably.
She died first. Then her little 15-month-old boy.
That's awful.
Starves to death while he's fasting in a car seat. There was a little 3-year-old daughter. Said, well, she tried to feed her younger brother. But a 3-year-old can't do a whole lot, but she was trying to.
Yeah.
She was trying to feed him. You see what I mean? It's this mess.
Right.
Going on today.
Right.
Because people are giving place to the devil, giving him an opportunity. I bet you Tiffany wished she'd never seen fentanyl.
Right.
Her boy went straight to heaven. I don't know about her. 32 years old. I know her boy went to heaven. You know why?
Yeah.
Because where there's no law, sin is not imputed.
That's right.
That 15-month-old boy didn't know a thing about this.
No.
Paul said, he said, I've not known sin but by the law.
Yeah.
For the law said, thou shalt not covet. That took care of Paul.
Right.
That's how I learned I was a sinner, by the law.
Yeah.
Sin came by the law. But praise God, Christ Jesus is the end of the law for righteous everyone that believeth. Romans chapter 10, verse 4. It ended right there. Amen.
Yeah.
Now the law is still there to kind of let me know my boundaries, but it no longer applies to me. I got eternal life through Jesus Christ, my Savior. Amen. Hey, listen, if I get to break it too many of them, you know what God does?
Yeah.
He's going to chase it away a little bit.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, if I got any sense about him, I don't have a lot of sense, Brother Eric. I'll respond to that chastening. I'll say, Lord, I'm sorry.
Yeah, right.
I want you to forgive me. If I don't respond, you know what the Lord's going to do then, Rita?
Uh-huh.
Bible said he's going to take me home that I won't be condemned with the world. You ever wonder why a lot of people die early death? Because they won't let God be God.
That's right.
You want to live a long life?
Right.
Live before him in the beauty of holiness. Hey, listen, set the standard where it needs to be. Walk before him in the light as he's in the light. Fellowship with him. Hey, have a little do with him. And I'll tell you right now, length of days are with him. There's a man, me and Brother Donnie was hoping he'd be here today. And his health is in serious decline.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? If my health was in serious decline, you know where I'd be today? Might be right there.
Sitting right there.
Yeah, about right there. Mm-hmm. I want to hear it. Is there any hope for me?
Right.
Is there any help for me?
Right.
I want you to know there's nothing impossible with God. Things are impossible with men are possible with God.
Yeah.
And length of days are with him.
Amen.
There was a man named King Hezekiah. God sent a prophet Isaiah. He said, you go tell Hezekiah that this time tomorrow he's going to be a dead man.
Yeah.
And the prophet Isaiah come up to King Hezekiah and he said, set your house in order for tomorrow.
Amen.
You'll be a dead man, Hezekiah. He didn't shake his fist. He turned his face to the wall, wept, prayed, and said, Lord, remember how I lived before you when I was young and walked before you like I ought to when I was young. And before that prophet got off the palace grounds, God told him to go back and tell King He can give or he can take. Joel said, the Lord give, the Lord take it away. He said, blessed be the name of the Lord. Stay in good terms with God. Amen. Yeah, right. The way of transgressions is what? Hard.
That's right. Amen.
Yeah.
That's
right. Don't transgress. Let's get this over with. I still got one more point. But not only did Jesus come to him, not only did Jesus confront him, not only did Jesus cast those devils out of him, not only did Jesus clothe him, but Jesus commissioned him. Look at verse 19. Jesus told him to go home to his friends and tell them how great things the Lord had done for him and had compassion on him. You know what he commissioned us to? We need to tell what the Lord has done for us.
That's right.
Now, I like hearing them testimonies.
Right.
I don't have, so few. Man, I appreciate testimony.
Amen.
And whatever you got to say it to him. I want to hear it, amen.
Right.
Say
amen.
It out. That means let the redeemed of the Lord say
that's
so.
Right.
I want you to know the Bible said the Lord inhabits the praises of his people.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, here is house of thanksgiving. We got much to do with it. In him we live and move and have our being.
Right.
I don't have a whole lot of mind, Brother Ed, but I want to keep word of God.
That's right.
This man, he wasn't in his right mind till he met Jesus. After he got in his right mind, he wanted to follow Jesus.
Right.
Mary Jesus said, I'll tell you what, he said, go home to your home.
Yeah.
Tell them what I've done for you.
Yeah.
Go to your friends.
Right.
Go to the city. Tell them what great things the Lord. You know, he done the same thing with that girl in John chapter 4. She went to the sea, left the water pot, and said, come see a man, told me all things. She gave testimony.
Yeah.
Brought the whole town down. I say this man done quite a bit. And I say we can do quite a bit, and we'll just start doing it.
That's right.
Somebody said, how you doing? Well, just get started.
Yeah.
Just go up, somebody said, ever tell you what the Lord done for me? And before they run off, just grab them and say, listen, he saved my soul.
Right.
I don't know, I guess Jerry sung that song. The other day, he said, he saved my soul. He made me whole. I don't remember exactly how it went, but we need to start telling people what the Lord's done for us, what little time we got. We need to noise it abroad, spread it abroad. Hey, listen, Jesus commissioned him, and Jesus has commissioned you to go and tell what great things the Lord's done. Amen. I got to quit stomping the floor. That's my foot doing that. But oh my, I'm glad Jesus come to us. I'm glad Jesus confronted him.
Amen.
People don't like preaching. They don't want to hear.
They don't want to hear
about
the truth.
You know, sin. They don't want to hear about living right. They just want to be left alone. Thank God he didn't leave me alone.
That's right.
Well, if God left me alone, I'd have been in hell by now.
No,
I'll tell you right now, amen.
Amen.
There's worse things than hell. In our Sunday school lesson this morning, we talked about that lake of fire, and that's worse than hell. You don't die in hell, but you die in that lake of fire.
That's
a second death.
Amen.
But anyway, this man, praise God, that Jesus was willing to come, that Jesus was willing to confront him, that Jesus was willing to cast the devils out of him, that Jesus clothed him, and then Jesus commissioned him. And it was all lessons on the love of God. God hadn't loved him, he wouldn't have went so far to get to him. He wouldn't have done a thing to him. He just let him be like he is. Let him do what he's doing. Let him go where he's going.
That's right.
And I'm glad, praise God, God cares. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, they don't ever understand God. I'll tell you what, they ought to know a little bit more about him than they do know him. The best way to know more about him is turn it on the right channel.
That's right.
Come to church on Sunday.
Right.
Jesus said, if you be my disciples in John chapter 8, he said, continue ye in my word, and you'll know the truth, verse 31, 32, and the truth will make you free. We got so many lies being peddled today. What's so bad is nobody knows no better, so we just kind of allow it to happen, and our country's suffering because ain't nobody taking a stand. You know, back when Barack Obama was president, there was someone stood up and said, you lie.
Yeah.
But it got quiet.
Yes, it did.
We need a bunch of that.
Yeah.
We need a bunch
right.
of that. There's a lot of lying going on right now.
Right.
A lot of lying going on right now. Like Jesus said in the last days, many will be deceived.
That's right.
Don't be deceived. Stay in church. Stay on your knees.
Yes.
Stay in touch with God. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this message today. Thank you, Lord, to know, Lord, that you're able to help in the worst. Lord, the most extreme cases. Lord, this man had no hope, no help, and you showed up, Lord. And Lord, you cleaned him up. And Lord, you commissioned him and sent him, Lord, out working for you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for just the memory, Lord, of what you've done in my own life. Lord, maybe there are others here, Lord, that could look back on where they were before you come to them and what a difference you made in their life. I pray, Father, Lord, for those who will be hearing this by way of internet, those who will see it by way of online. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for all that you allow us an opportunity, Lord, to do. Help us, Lord, I pray. Lord, I know it's not going to be long. You're coming back. Help us to win as many as we can. Help us to warn all that we can. Help us, Lord, I pray, to be a good ambassador, to be a good witness. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. I'd like to ask everybody to stand. I think Brother Eric is going to sing a verse of invitation to him. Get Sister Sharon, please, to help him.